You're listening to SBS News.
The Murugappans, a Tamil family from the Queensland town of Bilawila, have breathed a slight sigh of relief after the full bench of the Australian Federal Court stopped their deportation to Sri Lanka. The family of four, parents Priya and Nadesh, and their two Australian-born daughters, Kopika and Tanika, fear prosecution if they are sent back to Sri Lanka. Priya Murugappan says she is thankful to all the wonderful Australians that have been supporting them.
We are very thankful all to the wonderful people in Australia who support us. We didn't get much sleep last night, but tried to stay positive and hope that the minister will let us go back to below. I want my daughters to grow up with freedom and peace. Thank you.
The federal court's decision upholds a ruling made in April 2020 by Justice Mark Michinski. That ruling found youngest daughter Tanika, now 3 years old, was denied procedural fairness in making a protection visa application that would have enabled her to remain in Australia. The decision was appealed by the federal government, while lawyers for the family issued a cross appeal against a second ground. Both appeals have been dismissed, with the federal court now ordering both parties to pay costs. The family's lawyer, Karina Ford, says she is now considering another appeal to the High Court to get the family back from Christmas Island to their home in Bilawila.
My initial view would be is that it's unlikely that they would be removed immediately. They can't be in any event, because the decision requires a fairer process to be undertaken in relation to that removal, which didn't occur before. So we will be writing to the minister's lawyers about their position on that and seeking an undertaking. And we are also looking at whether we should appeal the ground that we lost.
Friend of the family, Bronwyn Dendel, says it would be great to see the Murugappans return to Bilawila.
I've known the family for 5 years since I moved to Bilawila, and I've got my youngest child is the same age as Kopika, or similar age. So, yeah, I used to see the family around the community, and, yeah, they were just so much a part of the fabric of our community in so many ways. So, yeah, I miss them terribly and would be great if they could come home.
While the latest federal court ruling means the family will not be deported from Australia, while legal processes continue, they will remain in detention on Christmas Island unless the immigration minister intervenes. The Murugappans were initially taken into detention in Melbourne in March 2018 and transferred to Christmas Island in August 2019, following an urgent injunction that stopped their deportation to Sri Lanka mid-flight. Another family friend, Simone Cameron, says the family are trapped in a continuous cycle of detention.
At the moment, to me, it looks like what happens for the family is that they're still stuck in this never-ending limbo of detention. They're forced by the government to defend themselves in the courts. To date, the courts haven't really given a meaningful remedy to them. And I think that's because the power really lies with the immigration minister here.
In a statement responding to the federal court's latest decision, the Department of Home Affairs says no one who attempts illegal maritime travel to Australia will be settled here. It adds that at no time has any member of the family been found to be owed protection. Lawyer Ms. Ford says she hopes the federal government will shift their stance.
We are looking to some extent for a change of heart in the position the government has so far had, to allow them at the very least to be released into the community and go through the process like others would.
Spokesman and founder for the Tamil Refugee Council in Australia, Aaron Malvaganam, says the difficult journey experienced by the Murugappan family makes the Tamil community feel they are being targeted by the Australian government.
The situation is really bad. We've seen increased attacks not only on the Tamil community, but Muslim community as well. And, you know, we're calling on the Australian government to recognize that, you know, that persecution and let Tamils stay in Australia. Don't forcibly deport Tamils to Sri Lanka. And that's how the Tamil community feels at the moment. They feel that they're under attack from the Australian government.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.